You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, I'm Ricardo Gonçalves. This is SBS On The Money for this Tuesday, the 1st of December 2020. It's the first day of summer and it's your 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, house prices and why they are set to hit pre-record levels by the beginning of next year. But first, let's take a look at the Australian share market. The S&P ASX 200 up by 1.1% to 6,588. That's as the Reserve Bank held official interest rates 0.1% today. The RBA did highlight an uneven recovery and had concerns about a rise in unemployment, and that unemployment would remain high time. In terms of the market, though, the banks led gains. The Commonwealth Bank up by 1.5%, BHP up 1.3%. Better than expected Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales helped the retailers, and a bit of a trend with food operators. Domino's, the pizza maker, up by 12.4%, and then the operators of KFC, that's Collins Food, increased by 11%. Though tensions with China, they hit some stocks like Treasury Wines, which fell by 2.2%. And A2 Milk, which declined by 1.5%. For more on the market action, I spoke earlier with Josh Gilbert. He is the market analyst at eToro.
So, Josh, the market is up pretty strongly on this first trading day of summer. Why?
Yeah, hi Ricardo. So yeah, in terms of obviously the strong trading day so far, I think we can take the Moderna vaccine from the US as a bit of a point towards a bit of optimism in the markets. I mean, look, usually what we tend to see from December is that early in the month, markets do tend to sort of pull back slightly, as we like to call it, a little bit of a Santa rally that kicks in on the 15th. But so far at the start of this month, it's looking positive so far.
So after a 10% rise in November, which is pretty spectacular, what do you think will be the key themes in December? And is the environment right for those continued gains?
Yeah, look, we're in a bullish market. There's no denying that. Look, obviously, we're sat at record highs for most sort of equities, you know, over in the US and here in Australia. You know, obviously, COVID sort of positivity is obviously increasing. And as I say, that Moderna vaccine is really helping investors sort of return a little bit of normality, if you like. So I think, as I say, we are set to see pullbacks along the way in December, obviously coming off the back of a record high. But I think in terms of, you know, sentiment and how markets are looking, they are looking positive to move forward. You know, we've got positive data coming out of sort of the economy over here in Australia. You know, obviously one of the focuses for this month will be things like GDP data to focus on to see how the economy is faring. So that will be really key in terms of outlook for 2021. And I think if we can receive some positive GDP data, which it looks like we may, in terms of a growing economy here in Australia, again, that will sort of provide more positive sentiment towards investors. And, you know, at the moment, I think in terms of how investors are feeling with stocks and, you know, and buying in the market at the moment, it's all pointing towards a bullish markets. And then that's a trend. And people obviously enjoy following trends. So until we see sort of a really heavy pullback, I think this will continue.
How serious is the market taking these rising tensions with China that we're seeing now?
Yeah, I think yesterday was obviously a pullback because of that. Obviously, we sort of know quite well what to expect from China with the relations that they have, obviously, with the US. Look, that's obviously expected to, the relations are expected to increase under Biden over in the US. And it now seems that they're coming to sort of Scott Morrison now as a bit of an attack. So I don't think they're going to hold off. Again, there'll be a big focus on Scott Morrison in terms of how he can handle this situation. Obviously, it's affected that wine industry quite heavily in terms of that tax, you know, implication on imports or the exports of the wine, I should say. So that's obviously going to play really heavy. I think investors definitely need to watch this. I don't think it's really going to be a big mover for the markets. I don't think it would affect it too much. But it's definitely one that investors need to keep an eye on. It will obviously may have an effect on things like the Aussie dollar. So traders, trading on the currency side of things will have to pay attention.
And I know market analysts don't necessarily like to be talking about digital currencies like Bitcoin, right? But I'm still going to ask you, because Bitcoin hit an all-time high overnight, ever so briefly anyway. What's your take on Bitcoin?
Look, Bitcoin is one of those where it's likely to be the next store of value for millennials. It's what we're sort of seeing it being used as. Look, it's obviously a great sort of digital asset in terms of a hedge against inflation. Obviously, the amount of stimulus that we've seen and monetary policy so far this year is obviously equated to that rise in Bitcoin so far. And it's turned bullish, and a lot of the fundamentals behind Bitcoin remain that. We're seeing huge institutional investment from Bitcoin. You know, we've got the likes of Grayscale, who are a huge institution buying up Bitcoin. We're seeing big name organizations such as PayPal and Square actually purchasing Bitcoin to, one, hold in their treasury as, again, a store of value, but also, you know, integrating these on their platforms. So, you know, PayPal transacts in excess of $350 billion every year. And the fact that they can now offer that to their users is going to be very big. And people ask why that is because the hardest part about buying Bitcoin is actually, buying it and finding where to buy it. So most people probably don't have an account that can purchase Bitcoin, but most will have a PayPal account. So that is a really bullish sentiment for something like that digital asset. And as I say, as we move forward into the new year and we expect another stimulus package out of the US, that's likely to put more sort of, focus onto Bitcoin again as that sort of hedge against inflation. So I think as we move forward, the fundamentals do look really strong for Bitcoin, but we are at levels now where investors are actually in some cases breaking even from where they purchased maybe crypto in 2017. So we could see possibly a consolidation period coming through over the next sort of couple of weeks.
Josh Gilbert there from eToro. Let's now talk house prices, because we're being told that from peak to trough, house prices only fell 2.1% when there were expectations of falls of around 10% during the pandemic. So we've got some numbers from CoreLogic today. It said that house prices for the month of November nationally rose by 0.8%. Every capital city saw gains, the best coming from both Darwin and Canberra, where prices rose by 1.9%. The worst was Sydney, but it still rose 0.4% in the month, Melbourne 0.7%. If you take a look at the annual result, so that's for the past 12 months, prices in Sydney rose 3.7%. In Melbourne, they fell 0.9%. So for more on that, Sarah Dowling spoke earlier with CoreLogic's head of Australian research, Eliza Owen.
We saw that over the month, every single capital city had seen an increase in values, and that hasn't happened since January this year, before the onset of COVID-19. We've seen that the increases have definitely been led by smaller capital city markets. So we're seeing Canberra, Darwin, Hobart and Perth, and Adelaide all seeing these increases of over 1% over the month. And then Sydney seeing about 0.5% increase. Melbourne up by 0.7, which is quite a resilient rebound off the back of consecutive months of decline. And Brisbane sitting up by about 0.5% over the month as well.
And CoreLogic is forecasting that all of the COVID-related house price losses could actually be recovered by early next year. Can you explain?
Yeah, sure. So what we've seen in the Australian property market with the onset of COVID-19 wasn't this big 10% peak to trough decline that a lot of people were forecasting. It's actually only been a dip of 2.1%. So if we continue to see these steady rises over the month, then it could be early 2021 that is fully recovered. As it stands at the moment, national property prices are only 0.7% below their pre-COVID levels.
Overall, a pretty positive picture for the market. Our regional markets seem to be doing well, so do most of the major capital cities. Were there any weak spots?
I suppose what we've seen in the capital cities is over a longer period of time through COVID is more weakness in inner city markets, particularly in the rental space. I think that's where a lot of the impact of COVID-19 has been immediately felt, with the decline in international visitation, where 80% of people who come to Australia usually rent when they first get here. And of course, the decline in job sectors like hospitality, tourism and the arts, where people are more likely to rent as well. So what we've seen through COVID is a decline in Melbourne unit rents of almost 8%. And in Sydney units, that decline is sitting at around 7%. So ultimately, weakness in those rental markets is going to put investors off, and that will put a drag on property prices as well.
Do you see any risks, or is the housing market expected to stay pretty buoyant?
I think what we've seen through various research in recent months is that any declines in terms of JobKeeper and JobSeeker are most immediately going to impact the rental market. So again, that could indirectly affect property values where investors aren't seeing the returns that they used to pre-COVID. But ultimately, because of record low mortgage rates converging with this strong rise in consumer sentiment as the country gets back to some level of normalcy, I think we could see this momentum in prices move into early 2021. A couple of things to be wary of would be, of course, the end of mortgage repayment deferrals. But the latest deferral data also shows us that that's come down to just 4% of housing loans that are deferred as of October. And the other thing to keep an eye on will be the regulators. So the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority has often stepped in when they see housing lending becoming too risky. My guess is that they'll be keeping an eye on rising debt and rising house prices through 2021, and they could make some tweaks in the lending space to ensure that that doesn't get too overheated.
Eliza Owen there talking to our Sarah Dowling. That is SBS On The Money for this Tuesday, the 1st of December 2020. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.